I think being uncomfortable is the sign probably that you're doing what God wants you to do, because I think most of the time he calls us out of our comfort zone.
You know, following God's leading is not always comfortable. Today on Making Your Life Count, Amber Albee Swenson gives some biblical examples of how following after God is so very rewarding.
I think almost everybody that God used was uncomfortable with the assignment that he gave them. From Moses to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Esther, the Apostle Paul was stopped in his tracks and totally God had to put him in go in a different direction. Joseph wasn't dreaming of doing what God had in mind for him to do. So I think being uncomfortable is a sign probably that you're doing what God wants you to do, because I think most of the time he calls us out of our comfort zone to do what we don't think we are capable of. The wonderful thing is none of us are capable of doing what God wants us to do in his kingdom.
Learning to depend on God will give you peace and strength as you follow him.
That creates a dependence on him, which is so necessary because he can do infinitely more than we can. The Apostle Paul said, "In my weakness, you are made strong." So again, I just encourage people, lean into your weakness, lean into feeling uncomfortable with what God is calling you to do, because that's where he meets you. And he will show you how big he is and how much more he can do than you ever could. And when you are able to meet him in that humility, then you're both willing to give him the credit that is due, and he can work with that.
You can learn to depend on God as you grow deeper in your walk with him. Would you like to learn more about how you can do that? Go to crew.org. That's CRU.org.